accountable, something that we don't do enough. We sometimes cast our vote and assume that people are going to do the right thing, and then we're disappointed when we don't continue to push them to stay engaged in the process and to make sure that they actually do their jobs. They have to do their jobs because they're utilizing our tax dollars.
That's right.
So our expectations should be high. Far too often we lower our expectations. When we lower our expectations, people get sick. When we lower our expectations, people die. And that's why we have to hold folks in these buildings as you go down Pennsylvania Avenue and a number of other streets accountable for the lives that they have a responsibility to protect. I would be remiss if I did not also bring my mother and my grandmother into this conversation, who are the rocks that I stand on, who told me that justice costs. Justice means that we have to stay engaged in the process. There was a great writer one time by the name of James Baldwin. He said that if I love you, I have to make you conscious of the things you don't see. In America, sometimes folks don't see our communities, our most vulnerable communities, the communities that are being impacted from toxic pollution, the lives that are being lost day after day, hour after hour, second after second, individuals are losing their lives. We know, but far too many people across our country don't know that close to 2 million people are dying every year from cancer in our country. We know that we have individuals who are being exposed to PFAS and PFOS in Okinawa, but they are also being exposed across our country. In our country right now, we have 200,000 to 300,000 people who are dying prematurely from cancer. They're dying from air pollution. They're dying in communities like the Diesel Death Zone in Wilmington, California. When kids are playing in soccer fields, they are breathing in pollution that is shortening their lives and their parents' lives. They are dying in the 48217 on the south side of Detroit, where when children look out their window, they don't see green trees. But what they see are the fumes and the flaring that is coming out of the plants that are there. Folks are dying in Mossville, Louisiana, from PCBs and dioxins and other types of chemicals that should not be allowed inside of our communities. They are dying on the south side of Chicago, in places like Elk Hill Gardens that were surrounded that are toxic donuts. You see, Susan and I were talking just a little bit ago. Unfortunately, we have sacrifice zones across our country. Our sacrifice zones often, and the individuals who live in them, are our firefighters and other first responders who do everything that they can to rush in to protect us. But when it comes time for our governments to protect them, we often hear silence. There are frontline workers who during the COVID, they showed up. They made sure that they did what they could to support our country, and then we turn our backs. We often don't hear their voices. They are the unseen and the unheard, but we can no longer allow that to happen inside of our country. We can no longer allow the fact that we've got 24 million folks in our country who suffer from asthma, 7 million kids, and unfortunately it is black kids and Latino kids are the ones that continue to go to the emergency rooms, and the ones are losing their lives, and we stop there and we don't ask the question, well, why did they get this disease? Why did this happen? It is because of the exposures that are happening. Mustafa, how do you know this? Because I spent 2 decades working for the federal government. I know the studies that are out there. I know that we are tired of people studying us and then studying us and then studying us and then studying us. And by the time they get done studying us, we are no longer here because we have lost our lives.
Yeah.
Something has to change. My grandmother says that when you know better, do better.
Yeah.
Let me say that again for folks. When you know better, do better.
Right.
You see, we got far too many people who are, as my nephew would say, faking the funk. What he means by that is that folks will continue to play things out, slow things down, until in many instances, in many communities across our country, that people are have no longer there because they've died out. So the problem is assumed to go away, but the problem still lives in the soil. The problem still lives in the air that is circulating around. The problem still lives in our water. Yeah, let's talk about water for a second, because we just saw Jackson, Mississippi in the news, right? But we have over 60 million people in our country over the last decade who have had to deal with unsafe drinking water. In the United States of America, our country, one of the wealthiest countries on the planet, how is that possible? When you know better, do better. What does that mean? That means that we actually have to make sure, one, that the chemicals that are going into our water, that we stop that process. We can stop the process because there are natural ways for us to create many of these products that are being created. But people don't focus on that. Why don't they focus on that, Mustafa? They don't focus on it because we continue to place profit over people. Everybody look to the person to your left. And look to the person to your right. You see, far too often, we don't embrace our humanity. We don't see each other. We allow individuals to place these barriers between us. Because they know if they can separate us, then they continue to play the game. And the game is to maximize profit. And there's nothing wrong with making money. I'm not one of those individuals that says you shouldn't be able to make money. But you should not be able to profit on people's pain. You should not be able to profit on the loss of life. You should not be able to profit on damaging our ecosystem. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's interesting. I've worked in over 1,000 communities across our country. And there is a reoccurring theme that I find in many of those locations that I go to. And unfortunately, it is that there are these cancer clusters that are happening. They're happening in places like the Manchester community in Houston, Texas. A hardworking Latinx community. When you go there, for those of you who've ever driven an old car, I know some folks is fancy here. You ain't never had an old car. But when you go there, if you roll down the windows in your car, people feel like they're breathing in gasoline fumes. That ain't right. When you go to Port Arthur, Texas, and Port Arthur, Texas, for as far as the eye can see, you see petrochemical facilities, and what is coming out of there is causing the cancers that are happening in those communities. That was once a thriving middle income, something that they always tell us that we should aspire to be, African-American community, and now, because of these sets of exposures that are going on, because individuals are getting sick, because individuals are losing their lives, the culture in the community begins to slowly erode. You can go to Corpus Christi, Texas, and once again, cancer clusters. You can go to Institute, West Virginia. Yes, Senator Manchin, I'm talking to you. Ethylene oxide. And for those of you who understand chemical compositions and compounds, you understand how that moves into your body and begins to just eat you up from the inside out. We find these things that are happening across our country. The question becomes, when we say we the people find these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal and endowed with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of justice. We can never get to liberty. We can never get to the pursuit of justice if we don't focus on life. My grandmother says, you have power unless you give it away. Most folks in our country have never been taught about power. By a show of hands, how many folks when you were in elementary school, someone taught you about power? Look around, cameras, look around. When you got to middle school, did someone teach you? Did you have a class on power? One person did. He was blessed. High school. Did anybody teach you about power? That same person still has his hand up, so he had a reoccurring teacher. For those of us who maybe have joined different organizations, maybe our unions, did your unions teach you about power? Raise your hand. Yeah. So we got a few more folks. So you see that you got to move on a little bit before we know what power is about. When we come into these movements, we begin to understand the dynamics that play out in our country that are surrounded around power. There are two dynamics that are part of that overall paradigm. One is money. Many of us were not, you know, raised in families that had huge amounts of money. The other way that you make sure that power exists in our country is through people. It is through authentic collaborative partnerships. It is about not allowing folks to separate us. It is about us staying focused on the goal. It is about us making sure that people's lives are protected, that little babies, when they're brought into this world, are not exposed to toxic chemicals. And making sure that our mothers, as they are bringing forth life, are not being exposed to toxic chemicals. Our elders, in the latter parts of their lives, are not being exposed to toxic chemicals. It comes down to the point that we have to make sure that we are embracing our power. How do we do that, Mustafa? When we have our power, we make sure that places like the Environmental Protection Agency, that they actually are strengthening their enforcement actions, that they are showing up in our communities, that they are holding people accountable in the process. But it's not just EPA. There are a number of other federal agencies and departments who have a responsibility as well. And we have to make sure that we are utilizing our power to hold them accountable. I often say, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or independent. If you are not focused on our communities, if you're not doing the right thing, then we will vote you out. That's power. That's not about ideology. That is about making sure that lives are being protected. Now, if one party wants to make sure that our lives are being protected, then we embrace that. But if you're not, then you got to make sure that you understand that you may no longer hold that job that you covet so much. I want you to do one last thing as I close out, because I was raised in a family of Baptist and Pentecostal ministers, and I could talk for a while. I want you to reach your hand out to the person on your right-hand side. You should have washed your hands before you came out today. Reach your hand out to the person on your left-hand side. I'll wait. Because this is about power. This is about making sure that we are reconnecting with our humanity. This is also about making sure that folks understand that we are coming together to make sure that we are going to push. We are going to push to make sure that change happens. We're going to push to make sure that these chemicals are no longer created. We're going to push to make sure that the resources that are necessary inside of communities are making it to the spaces and places that need them the most. We are going to push to make sure that the right folks are in office, both on the local, the county, the state, and the federal level. We are going to push to make sure that we are holding these agencies and departments accountable. And we are also going to make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable to make sure that we don't no longer allow racism, sexism, ageism to separate us. We're not going to allow folks to do the things that they have done in the past to keep us down. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask y'all to join me in something that was taught to me, and we're going to take you back to 1968 at the Olympics. I want you to put your right hand in the air. I want everybody to say power.
Power.
Y'all didn't really mean it. Y'all didn't really believe it, so we're going to try it again. Everybody say power.
Power.
This last time, make sure folks over in the Environmental Protection Agency, in the D.C. State House, and at the White House, know that we are talking about power to the people. Everyone say power to the people. Say power to the people. And one last time, say it like it means it. Power to the people. We're going to get to the promised land, but that means it takes each and every one of us. Thank y'all for a couple moments of your time.